I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It goes without saying that not every movie is going to be a timeless classic, one that wins countless awards and makes stars of everyone involved in it. Everyone involved in Baghead, for instance, probably glanced up during the table read of the script and silently agreed it's 6 weeks' work. Let's get through it and hope for better luck next time.
We are not safe here. How do I control her? This isn't something you can control.
Baghead is actually director Alberto Corridor's second crack at it. It was originally a short film that did rather well at various horror film festivals around the world. The temptation was clearly to make a grown-up feature film of it, a temptation he should have resisted, perhaps.
My dad, he died.
I'm the solicitor of your father's estate.
My dad owned this place.
What works in a short, no room for too much exposition or even logic, falls to pieces the longer you linger on it. We meet Iris, currently between jobs, who's surprised when her long-estranged dad dies, leaving her in charge of a deserted hotel called the Queen's Head.
I don't have any memories with him. This is all I have right now.
If you're watching this, then I'm already dead.
But there's a string attached. Well, not so much a string as a length of videotape. Dad, played, of all people, by Peter Mullen, has recorded a cryptic set of instructions. Wouldn't it have been easier to write a letter?
She's tied to the property. And now that your name is on the title deeds, you're her guardian. You can't escape this place now.
The phrase, wouldn't it be easier, happens so often in Baghead that after a while you want to grab the keyboard off the scriptwriter and do the next draft yourself. OK, Iris goes to the spooky old building. Oh, and invites her best friend, Katie, to come down and join her.
This property comes with a special tenant. You're the one thing that stands between her and the outside world.
You're joking.
Wouldn't it have been easier if they'd gone down together? No matter, Katie eventually arrives. She's brought up to speed about how there's someone or something or whatever lurking in the basement.
What is that?
Come out, come out, wherever you are.
Iris unwisely pokes at the sinister hole in the wall with a stick. Nothing much happens apart from loud, scary noises. Katie, watching from a safe distance, speaks for all of us at this stage.
Iris. We shouldn't be here.
Now, if your test of a scary movie is a few unpleasant jumps, then Baghead certainly passes that, though mostly it's because of sudden sound effects rather than anything substantial. For instance, Mr. Sound Effects goes for broke when suddenly who should appear but a chap called Neil?
I want to see her. Money's really no object.
That's right, not a ghastly monster, just a normal-looking chap called Neil. Wouldn't it have been easier if he'd knocked at the door first? Anyway, Neil's here to see the entity downstairs, an entity, we're told, that can conjure up the dead.
I want to talk to my wife.
She only gives you 2 minutes.
Sarah.
After that, she's in control.
The entity, let's not shilly-shally any longer, is a woman, or entity in woman's form, maybe. Anyway, someone with a bag over her head. You make a deal with Ms. Baghead, or her agent Iris, and she miraculously turns into a late loved one for 2 minutes. Neil gives Iris money as an entrance fee, and we wait for the Baghead to do its, her, his, or their stuff.
What's going on?
And and the cast and crew take their own money with a mental note to keep quiet about Baghead on their CVs. Star Freya Allen went back to her day job, TV series The Witcher, while Peter Mullen took off to New Zealand to make the rather better After the Party. As I say, better luck next time.
You cannot let her out of the basement.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.